Show Savvy Murray. Rolling by Sivan Shalami Gimel, Vansa Eater, by clearing out a warehouse. That means the Mishnah, beginning of Perek Ches, brings down the Fan Nafil Dal Hei Kupais, of Tevin Oi Tvua, Moan Kneya Mitzvah, you know, Urchim, Bidu Bei Sebedrish, Abloi Es Eitzer. Now first, what defines the definition of an Eitzer here? So even though the Mechab says Tvua Oi Kadayayim, Shilish Shulchan Shloima, the Ches Lalochim, they say lab doctor these things. I mean anything in the Oitzo will have a get a feeling that has this sheet of the Gdorm over here, they get the clum of Oitzer. A second point over here. An Oitzo Lachor is something that's a warehouse. The place can say lab doctor means a warehouse, it means it can be even in your house. You have a machzan, you have a meklat. The word of Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shloima is people who store things from summer to winter or vice versa. You put away your clothing, ukadaimo. That's the get of a Oitzer. He does discuss the candy put away for Pesach. Is that nichon the klum of oitzer? But basically, the idea of oitzer in Nishma Shabbos is something that you store. When you want to use it, you take it out and you leave it in your house. But something that goes back and forth, like a refrigerator, back and forth, a closet in your house, back and forth, that's not called oitzer. That's called using it. Oitzer is something that you store until you take something when you want it. You take it and you leave it in your house. That's the definition. Now, Pashas Halacha is dafka and oitzer. That means, let's say a place non-oitzer your house over here. Your house, you want to move something that's more than 15 saw. Is there any issues with something that's more than 15 saw, more than 124 liters, something that's more than the shear? Very heavy, very strong over here. What? According to Mechaim, no, 124 liters. According to Chaznish, 214 liters. So, the question is this. Pesach Shom Zalman was so big. I think the subject is because Batsim is something that can be used back and forth. You made it in a situation that you only use it for Pesach. Batsim plate to make it go back and forth. And pots to make it go back and forth. Pots per Etzem. Just you made these pots in this place for Pesach. So I'm not sure. That's why I think it's a so big. But in general, usually when you put it in storage, that stays in until you take it out. Now, the chur of the sugya here is very clear. Sugya oitzer more than the oitzer, we do not see anywhere that aser. That means we are lochet moksa simin shin ches beis. Over there, the mechaber says you want to move something that's massive, a big brick front that takes 10 people to move. So the mishmur, a beam, an oven. There's no limitation; you can go move it. And therefore, the chur, there is no shear. There, the Piskei Tshuva writes, he brings up the divna achronim makor chaim, the beis meir, the orcha shulchan. The halacha is oitzer any more than a maisa you can move. Atzad Hashani, there's a sefer mechulim shivdecha, I was shown yesterday. You want to say pshat in the prima godim. The title is the cycle, so like more than 15 stars, tirchi yisayro, worth the mishnah berurah. Chuy, you'll have no right to move anything. If he wants a title, then the person wants to say he has in the sukkah, he sleeps there on yontif, and he puts on his bed, his mizron, his mattress, and let's say it's more than an amal by amal by amal gimel tzbais, and take it out. Or take out two or three of them, and therefore certainly there's a problem here, you and your kids. He says, what's that heter? The chur more than 15 saw, is nechon the bayav, tirech yisayu, and you might say, what's the asterit? Same thing the chur you can say, in the case of simchas Torah, on a shul, they want to move benches over here, they want to move tables over here. Laptop can be even out of the room, they point out, the fact that Gemara has a case, making a shvil, making a path in the itza itself, moving in the itza itself is nechon the bayav, tirech yisayu. So the chur that comes out to move benches and tables and chairs in the shul, even for a mitzvah, in Simchas Torah, according to this mouth, could be a problem. Maiso, this is not Tim. What? He's saying that more than 15 saw is not a din oitzer. Tirchi yisayr. That's the same in Machon Shivdechot. The Maiso, and he quotes the Piskei Tshuva, and says he has no makom in the setter. Maiso, see, there's a sefer Uvnin Nechol, a whole sefer called Uvnin Nechol, sefer called Nachas Levi's Tshuva about it. They have numerous makoros. They tie the chura. No, we see no makor anywhere to aser more than 15 saw. Maybe it's a little Shabbos sometimes, but the tzarech makor that's a need over here. The chura there is, should be no iser, and therefore the Ovni Nechol said the iser chud hashani in a sukkah. Can you take things out? He said the mice, no problem. I used to be wrong. That's my see house over here. He doesn't have to answer the going sounds. That's the way he used matarits it. Also, it's more time that in Ma'orish a Shabbos in Chelik Hay, the one that came out this year. The Yisrael B'yashim, to get to a room in a house where people store a lot of things and you want to clear things out from the room, put an earth inside. So the Maisa, since it's not nichlin get of a storage place, does she have a lot of things inside of it? Therefore, even more than 15 tzar, you have no problem. So Derech Agri, he says, once it's not nichlin get of oitzi, you have a heter even more than 15 tzar. So Maisa, so we see that the swarm did not go mechon shivcha. Because then we have to know exactly what he's saying over here. And the passage from the Gala Achonim, we'll get to the swarm behind it, the Makor Chaim, Beismeh, the Orchon Shulchan, that the din over here, which is discussing is Oitzer. Not Oitzer, you'll have a heti even more than 15 tzar, like a passage from the Machaber, Simon Ches, Sebeis, Afi, the Gemor, and Erevin. No, I said they have no Pshan of Pimgon. If you look in the under the Cholok, he has a way of answering the Pimgon, that's not what it means. What? Chazal give you a Gdorim.
That's
in the Oitzah, yeah, they will say the get of yeah, the Nachas Levi want to say, because Oitzah is a mockum of matriach yourself to clear out, to work over there, chore over there. Dark in Oitzah, we have this problem. So, it was clear over here that we go by volume and not weight. Again, I saw they want to ask, I have feathers, that's one arm by one arm by one arm by Gimel, that's why used to be a problem. Say, look, look. So, I gave the getter, it seems. Because they told me that's also Nepach. That's Nepach. They told me leaders are Nepach. It's not Mishkol. According to him, he said you cannot move your Mizron out of the Sukkah. According to him, you cannot move anything that's more than that size. Yes, the Ilm Chabura, according to him, can you pick up the stroller up the steps to your house? A double stroller is certainly that size. Even a single stroller, guys will tell me it's also that size. What does it have to carry a stroller? So I know some guys want me to mock and tell the wife to go do it. I know. No, I don't blame it on me. I'm saying like there is no answer. Now, that's first. We have the cloud Aleph Eitzer. Second, what's the time to have this cloud over here? That means the command of Yilalocha, if Mokum is Shus, you cannot start. But Mokum Mitzvah, you can't start yet until Heisah. Hey, so Tosh brings down that the Yishami says the Stam Kupa is Gimel. Hey, Kupas. Tosh brings down the Yishami, the Stam Kupa is Gimel. So, therefore, the Mo brings down Tosh for the Yishami. Therefore, we have 15 so over here. Now, it comes out, Shiloh, why the Mishnah says 4 or 5. The way Pasim Shulchan Aruch, the two Lashonis to the Gemara, is either from a Mokna that has 100 boxes, you can take out 5 Kupas, when Skadul. When only has 5 Kupas, you can take out 4. That means either the Shir is going to be 4 when you have 5, or 5 and more than that. So we'll keep it simple, we'll always call it 15 saw, 5 times 3. Usually it's more than that. However, number 3, you can be gomer. Three different lochas. You can't start less than mitzvah, even when you start, only at 15 saw. And number 3, a person cannot be gomer. What's the svara behind it? What's the reason to answer? So come along with Rashi in the sugya, he writes twice, side b'mokim rishus, side b'mokim mitzvah. So the sugya of tircha. That's the reason, tircha. Taisim Yizan Dal Samach Tircha, look among the Rishonim, 10-12 different Rishonim say the Issim Yizan Sugyo of Tircha. And therefore the Beis Yishev only brings down Tircha, Taz brings down Tircha, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Graz, they bring down Tircha. At Tzad HaShani, after Mishibur brings down the Beis Yishev of Tircha, he says, however, the Bach brings down the Tzad HaSugyo of Uvdin Dechol. Pashas, Kamat No Rishon is saying the idea of Uvdin Dechol. Again, the people of God want to say that maybe it's Pshan the Rambam. There's a ritual in Sukkah that does say Uvdin Dechol. Look, well, not say only of the Nechol. But they throw in the idea of the Nechol. So maybe first to go get about of the Nechol and come back to our sugyo. What is the definition of the Nechol? We came across it, we will come across it numerous times again. And the good question is, what defines of the Nechol? Now, first, Shlomo Zalman, Emor Shabbos, the letter in to Rav Yaver. Shlomo Zalman says, "Egaloi Namona, I'll tell you the truth." Mitzala Svara, what he thinks Umnachol is, it's something that when you do it, it usually leads to a malacha. There he tells you, for example, when you do Medida, you measure something. After you measure, usually it leads to a malacha, leads to building, leads to cooking, leads to a malacha. However, he does point out, if so, take a temperature. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? He said, that's not Umnachol, Umnachol. Very plain words. But Umnachol, and Mice is not Nichol again, Umnachol. He does end off, however, Afapikin. Ain't any idea double bar bizar. Shlomo Zalman says, even though that seems to be the simple understanding, obviously you have numerous orders and caches of different curves, and therefore he's not bar what exactly the getter of Uvdin Dechol is. That means he wrote, Rav Yaler will print the letter, and he's not clear what the getter is. The Nishmas Shabbos. You also, he starts off when he gets involved with this, but Emes, I'll tell you the truth. The idea of Uvdin Dechol is not bar. The way Rabbi Yaakov starts off with the idea over here, he says, not in the Spire, not the Gemara, not the Rishonim, but Kamat Loi Metzina Yedenu. or Glenu, Levaya in Aboriyov, it's not exactly clear. So with that Agdama, that the Gdolim people wrote Svarim said they're not clear about this Indian. If you want to take out the same Dechol, also he's very clear that he has different Stodim over here, but it's not that clear over here, 200 pages. So now try to grapple and try to understand some basic ideas of Dechol. First, the Elam Sora, the Tresh Sora. Tresh Sora, the Chavetz Chaim quotes numerous times called the Kekel Shabbos. Kekel Shabbos has Agdama to Hilchos Shabbos in Mishnayis, Berach 40 pages. He has first a klal, and then he goes to the Malachas over here. So the obvious question he starts off with is, Nechol cannot do something during the week on Shabbos. If so, you can't eat on Shabbos. You can't eat during the week. I mean, you eat during the week. Right? You breathe during the week. What do you have to go do on Shabbos? So breathing, haibam. Eating? That's a Nechol. That's a chore. That's a void over here. So it gives you the definition, he says, are three pratim in Nechol. Number one, he says, either it looks like a Malacha. Number two, it leads to a malacha. And number three, he says, Tercho. And he explains each one. He says something that looks like a malacha. Since, for example, if you learn the Suga Barra and submission your test, Suga Mishamer, let's say someone takes a shmater with clear liquid, makes a gum over there, and puts a liquid through this shmato that's clear. He says, no, it's a barra, but looks like the malacha Mishamer. It's ought to the Issa Mishamer. Therefore, if the Isser of Nechol, let's you do a Bishinoi. So one clear case, from Lombard, we see the idea that something that looks like it is also, let's do a Bishinoi. The second example, he says, that will lead to a Malacha. We had the Mishabu and Simon Shinya Dalit, Mokarvam over there, discussing chopping wood on Shabbos. Mishabu says to chop wood where there are big pieces is of Nechol, small pieces are Toichin. Then we said in the Shayatin, if a guy forced you to chop wood for him on in the winter, make sure the only big pieces, not small pieces over here. We started saying, if you mak b'midosi, b'ayah mechatech, what is the big pieces of undechol? Says the Tresh Sol, because if you do big, you end up doing small, lead to small, because what do you usually when you do a chop wood, they say over, they tell me, first you chop the big pieces, and then you take the big ones, you make them the small pieces. It leads one to another. So since one leads another, the b'ayah undechol. Then he has other examples, says the Tresh Sol. The third level, he says, Terechi Yisairo, I think the Olam understands, something that's a chore, something that's work over here. An example is the fun of the Oitzer, that to go to your warehouse and take things out over here, more than Dal of Hay Kupais over here. That's Nichon together of a Bayam, it's not covered Shabbos. This is a problem over here, of it's a chore, Uv Nichol is a work thing, and you're doing the fun of Oitzer of Terechi Yisairo, that might is also even Mokim Mitzvah. The example of Mamash Lava Sugyo. Interesting, he ends off, after he says all these three cases are shvus, therefore if you over them even b'shoigeg, on the drabonon, fast 40 days. We're in the lock of the Mishnah Medalad. Over there, the Mishnah quotes the Kekel Shabbos, says even a shoigeg drabonon, you have fast 40 days. He's quoting this Tereis Yisrael. And what drabonon is discussing? Uvdin Nechol, which the Bialacha points out, is the most chaladic drabonon in Shabbos, to make a Mokka Mitzvah, not any other drabonon. That you have bottom, he said you had fast 40 days, b'shogeg. Don't be so light about Ubnath of Nechol. Yeah, 40 days, fine. The Musa Shavai, he said over here and other places. He might say, he has, this is his definition again, either looks like a Malacha, leads to a Malacha, or Tirich Yisayu. Maybe a Bir Yoyser, Chaim No, he says a Shulchan, the Chelechas. He starts off, there are four definitions of Nechol. He starts off with saying, "Apid the Gemara and Shabbos Taf Kufi Gimel." So we learned already. If you're passing in Shaya, it says, "V'chibantoi Masad Derechecho." That means when you learn the Locha in Simon Shin Aleph, which we did, and Simon Reis Samach Beis, which we did, over there the Gemara says, "Put on the Locha." Person should not walk on Shabbos like he walks during the week. Should not dress on Shabbos like he dresses during the week. Building upon this, says the Chaim Noah, this is the Makom we see. Don't do things on Shabbos like during the week of Nechol. That means the question is, we have the definitions of Nechol. Where is the Isser? Where are we getting it from? Why did Chazal decide it for? Says the Chaim Noah, it's built upon the side over here that we know the Chibad Master Checho. Shabbos and the weekday are two different things. Yeshaya, Divrei Nevi'is, that's where the Makor, where the Chur, the side over here, or the Tereis is coming from. Another way to say where the Makor is coming from, we read the Bialoch and Simon Shalom and Zayin, the Sebeis, he throws in. Something you do during the week is Zilzul Shabbos. Which also, I understand, he said it's Zilzul Shabbos. That means we have the definition of Nechol, The makor for the Issa Shabbos is either based upon Yeshayo, or could be the same idea of Mitzvah Sugya of Zilzul Shabbos. Now, Chaim, after he goes through his four Mahalchim, he ends off Shuvi Isiasi Terai Sol. He writes, I'm Ke'in, the same idea over here. Yeah, I said, built upon the same, dropped him away saying the same idea, basically. So at the end of, again, the Chanoi, he said, now I see it for my soul. He says, saying similar idea, not exactly the same thing. We can have clashes one upon another, but he stopped being, he was Marach over here. And I think he stopped being Marach, how to go back and forth, how to argue the Torah soul exactly again over here is. Maisa comes out, back, you could maybe explain the Bach this way. The Bach is saying over here, the definition is Uvna Nechol. Rishonim are saying, the definition over here is Uvna Nechol. I, the Chur, the Rishonim saying, case of Terechol. We see over here the idea of Tircha is a prat or subcategory of Umdachol, and therefore they're losing the lotion of Umdachol. And better, if you look in the Sheet of Laran, the lotion is Have Tircha Yisero or Mezik of Umdachol. Tircha Yisero is a prat of Umdachol before Sheet of Laran, this idea over here. And Be'etzem the Tverei Sol, I know I'm going to that. And Be'etzem the Tverei Sol, that's who he's writing. He says, Had I know Tircha Yisero Umdachol, he quotes our Sugya. That means the Sheet of Laran, Be'etzem the Tverei Sol over here. Now, L'chura, it's not much further in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm asking. Mishnah Berurah says it's either Tircha Oy Uvna Nechol. L'chura, it could be it's two different things over here. Also, look at the Shulchan Aseh Shittim, look at the Pimagonim, it sounds like it's two different things. Unless you want to say that there is. No, L'chura, it's Oro. But at least understand where they're coming from. L'chura, the idea of how to. The Shem is saying Tircha, saying Uvna Nechol. Could be the idea over here, it's a subcategory or a naf or a branch of the idea of Tircha. That's not the way the Mishnah Berurah. But at least in the Bach, he can say that the Bach. The Bach did not bring down Tircha and say two things. He says, this is what it means over here. That's called the Vono of the Bach, which we want to see how we want to understand it. Because that's the Vono of the Bach. Now, Mitzad of Nechol, again, we said of Chaim Noz Malach, the only one I think is Moshe Malach, is a little bit different idea over here. He comes along and says, any Molochah you do during the weekend or on Shabbos, they define different ways of understanding that. Either it's a Molochah that's Nicker, they're doing it for the week, a Molochah that's Bekfiyas, that's for the week. If you do something for Shabbos, it's only Arai. So it says any act that you cannot tell the difference between Arai and Kriyas, that's Nichol of Nichol. But he says, how can you use a broom? Which will bring down Shulam and Zayim the Bach. You have a Bayam, he says, of Nichol. So he says, because a broom with kism and that break, that's something that you have to do a Moloch, you often clean very well. If you clean Arai Shabbos, you came to Shabbos, you won't need to use such a broom, you'll use a different type of broom. So it seems that the pool that you're doing is a thing that you made for during the week, not for Shabbos. Yes, I use a back scratcher. The Gemara says it's Uvna Nechol. So he says, look at the sugya over there, discussing if you get very dirty, you need a back scratcher to clean yourself very well. Erev Shabbos, everyone takes a bath, takes a shower. Why do you need to clean yourself very well? So it's again, this pool is a pool that's made to be done during the week. But otherwise, he again, a different vortim chayno. If you want, Biak Kamneski is different malach. Masaliyahu has two afanim in his mark and shuva. And two or three different shuvas, what the definition is. Over here, Shimon is asking, what about chess? We see in the Mishmur and Simon Shalom Chesef, but in the case of Teshach, in the case of Atzamois and Iski, came with the Mishmur the Magar Rome and says, you make sure the chess over here, or these Atzamois over here, are made out of silver and not made of bone, or not made of eight, whatever the material over here is. Why? Mishal the Sugya of Uvna Nechol. Now, which Uvna Nechol is that? Looks like Malacha, leads to Malacha, Tircha, Shabbos. What Mahalach, how in the world do you stand the idea of Umdachol? So you could tell me, according to a Moshe. Zilzal
Shabbos.
Why is it Zilzal? You can't play? We have Malacha playing balls around what says you're allowed to in Shindachas, Sef Memei. So it could be like my father's saying, that the idea is that playing with balls, Betim, Shabbos is made for Torah, made for Einig. Playing, maybe, that's made for Chol. According to Moshe, you can maybe understand it. Maybe, Ulai. But the way how the Pesukei Teshuvos, he says over, and after you look at the Makor Shabbos, you look at the Shilta Gevarim, which is coming from the idea of making Uvna Nechol, the Makor was that they played chess, it's not play. They're playing for money. That was a Derech, that was a Metzias, that was a Mahalach. That's Uvna Nechol. Forget the Pesukei Teshuvos, that's very good. Today people play chess, and they forgot the Mishnah Berurah of making Yeshua B'yuchad for Shabbos. Who has a silver chess set or B'yuchad one for Shabbos? Why Echami? Today we don't play, or that's not the standard thing to play for money. Therefore, we're not back to the Bayav Umdachol. Therefore, that's right. Again, does anyone have a chess? People play on Shabbos, right? Yes, you know when the hetu is. The hetu is because they need to, for the mind, mindset, they need to. We'll have the battle of Nechol, have a chess set for Shabbos.
So what did glass chess set fit into this?
If you play during the week, then you'll stop you for Shabbos. It has to be something that's made for Shabbos, not during the week. So I see all the fancy ones people play on the weekend Shabbos.
Right, essentially you have to have a fancy set and a regular set.
You have to have one for Shabbos. Now we'll get to the sugya of the back scratches. Machlokes the place where it says miuch for Shabbos, that we look different for Shabbos. Can I have the same brush for Shabbos for the weekday, but one I put a tape around it and say this is for Shabbos? Is miuch meaning it looks different, or miuch means I designate it? Machlokes among the Achareinim. In most cases, having a silver back scratcher, silver is different than the regular one. The case of the chest, the silver is different. Well, that's the same one in Yimiyakovit. Interesting question. The Achareinim seem to grapple with that. Now, the get of Nechol, there's some halachas that come out from our sugya over here. First, can you go tell a guy to do a pula that's of Nechol? Again, it's the most kaldiga drabon over here. We see B'mok Mitzvah and Molmais he wants to be Mekel over here. So there is the El Rabba, Rishon Beis, he wants Taino. Tell a guy. Just like you can do B'mok Orchim, you can do B'mok Mitzvah Beis Medrash. Also, can you make it by the case of a guy? This is a chore. I don't mind going doing chores on Shabbos. The Yidden, it's my menuch when he does a chore. But like, yeah, that's my earning on Shabbos over here. My sitfer, it still seems to go this way.
I'm
feeling like the book of this. Yeah. The Maiso, that's the El Yuab still like that. It's not a shiny. It's not a sore. The first I point out, usually the clouds, whatever you saw, cannot do a guy can do. Let's forget him a meal off the Aleph. Second, we learn Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Over there at the end of the Simon, there's a Taz and Magavom discussing a case when the Mechaba says the Chotzer is the Skalkalo. It's not the Geshem. The Loch over there says the Mechaba, to put Tevin on the ground, you have to show you, make sure you have the basket upside down and not do it Biyad. Why not Biyad? It's not a Sugil of Umdin Nechol. It says the Mishibu and the Taz, but let's say it's a Mokum. Sarah Godel, can you go get a guy to go do it? Because Tom get a guy, you can't. But Sir Godel, then the shvush, the mokum Sir Godel, mokum Efsid, and the klal and simon shin zayin sefei, or the loch and simon shin lamadav, the maisi can be mekel. That means Mishbu is saying, the only reason why it can be mekel, with the klal, the shvush to shvush, mokum Efsid, shvush mokum mitzvah, but stamazai, of the chol maisi cannot be mekel. That's Aleph. Void says the team of David, we thought we have a chloride from us and Sif Gimel. The Sif Gimel by us, come on, the more big down, in case of you have a barrel of wine, that you put on top of our gullah, on top of the wagon. The luck is, it comes out of Shabbos, you want to take off the barrel of wine. It says, Ramah, Osla Ridon. Who cannot take it off? It says Darkri Moshe, when he's calling the Rishonim, the Erzuru, and the Rav Yah, even a guy cannot take it off. What's the Issa over there? It says the Mishbrua, either Tercha or of Nechol. So we see over here that since we see the halacha that you cannot take it off, Mishbu means down up your guy, and the is over here in the sugya of Nechol, we have a raya that Nechol does not have a head to have a meal of Nochri. Now the Pesach Shuvah once said there's no raya because he has a double chumrah, Nechol and Tercha. Mishbu does not sound the way Mishbu sounds like it's either Nechol or Tercha. That's what Numus Rishonim sound like. And therefore, Lachor, we have a clear Satil Dov, a clear raya, as Mishbu passes early in Shinyu Gimel, which he does say, there's no head to meal Nochri. By the case of Nechol, however, you have cases of Mishmur Os, of Mokm Hefzit. The Echidamish Mishmur says, no, what? Then you have a Heter, you know why? Shin Zayin Sefei. Again, the same call. Shvush is Shvush, Mokm Hefzit. Otherwise, there is no Heter. A second call of the Nechol, you have a Heter of Mokm Mitzvah. That's clear over here. Then if there's a Kimdus Nechol, according to the Mishnah Berurah, your Amos says in Sef Aleph, you have a Heter, and in Sef Gimel, you have a Heter of Mokm Mitzvah. So we clear that we have a heter of mitzvah not by other shvosim, but this shvos we do have. The Bialocha points out, what do you mean we have a heter of mokum mitzvah? He says, of nechol ukidoimo. That means very clear, science of Aleph, science of Gimel, science of Bialocha, Mishmur holds of nechol has no heter for meal nochri, but has a heter of mitzvah. Our third klal, for mokum tsar is there a heter. So the interesting Alocha and Simon Shinuch of Ches, putting a water bottle on top of your stomach, says the mechaba lemaisa, it's mutter, because not derech to use some modem. Says the Mishmur, I of the nechol. Back to Makarvam, I of the Nechol. They both answer, no, it's Mokum Tsar. Mokum Tsar is no of the Nechol. A fourth klal, the person discusses, is there a psik ratio by of the Nechol? They came to the discussing practically, come on Shemir Shabbat and says, numerous places, people take water, and they have machines, these mechanical counting machines to take water. Put the electronic to the side, that's a new thing now. Let's discuss the mechanical ones. They count the water, then they charge you afterwards how much water you take. I mean, numerous houses through HSL have mechanical things that count the water. It's Adam Skavin, sick ratio. It's only the Nichalei to get charged for it. But let's say even you want to argue say it's Nichalei. What's it's accounting? Medito. Medito is of Nichol. There's no sick ratio of Nichol. Of Nichol is what I'm doing it sure. Amos Kavim sick ratio of study and this came out. That's definitely getting of Nichol. Once we go right to it, the Ispahan Kadiyevsky, Shmir Shabbat is correct. So yeah, Nichol is correct. There's no din of sick ratio by the idea of Nichol. The first just 4 points, Klolim. Number one, there's no heter for Goy, for the Mishnah Berurah. Number two, there is a heter of Nechol Mokam Mitzvah. Number three, there is a heter of Mokam Tzar. Number four, there is no Issa of Nechol.
Psikratia.
Now, go through different cases. First case, since we learned Shalom Zayin, now we're learning this. Do you have to have a broom Miuchad for Shabbos?
Broom.
Is there a Bayam Tzad Sugya of Nechol? As it sounds like for the Bialocha in the Simon Shalom and Zayin's face twice. And therefore, everyone should have a room Yuchav Shabbos. So Shulchan Shalom is brought down, Shalom Zalman says, you have to have a Yuchav Shabbos. It brought down in the Shalom Yehuda, the Biashim says, you have to have a Yuchav Shabbos. Just like people know, you have a comb Yuchav Shabbos, you have a toothbrush Yuchav Shabbos, after the Chol, you have to have a broom Yuchav Shabbos. Myself, either, the Yisrael Moshe, the Moshe says, you don't have to. There's some Chai Pnevsky, he says, Loi Nogu. Let's go read. Go back to Mishnah Berurah and see what Mishnah Berurah holds. Just go through the cheshbon what Mishnah Berurah says. The two Mishnah Berurahs in Siman Shalom Zayin. One time he's discussing when the Amar says it's a beis that the loch is a person cannot sweep the house whether murtiv not murtiv v'cheinoygi v'ein l'shanis. So the Amar next point number one ali day goy is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah even in murtiv, and number two says the Amar when it's a beged. Or matlis, or knaf avaz, the wing of this geese over here. Since it's kalim, it's light, therefore you can also do that on Shabbos. You can use this type of beged, the shmato, to clean things up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? He says that only removes the dust on top, and no chash of a psikration of ashrei gumis, therefore it's mutter. On this halacha that you allow to use a shmato, you allow to use this wing of this bird over here. Come on, Mishnah Berurah, being down to first soul, you can also use a soft broom. A broom that's soft over here. But says, Ayin Bialocha is not kedai to be Michael. The look of the Bialocha explains what is the reason over here to be Machmer. One is soft broom is different than the Shemata. I snap the creation, only take all the dust from the top. He says the whole reason, but it's by this beged, by the Shemata to make the Acholkim. And he points out the only reason why they're not being Michael because the Shina Gomer, usually when they sweep, use a broom. He's using a shmata to shine gomer, and his words are, if otherwise it'll be also dimloy came, you're doing dark lechabdei be meisachol, and results of the Shabbos. If not, without the shine gomer, the chur be nichna baya of the derch you do be meisachol, which is also Shabbos. The idea of umdachol. That means he's telling you why to be machmen in a soft room, umdachol, this is also Shabbos. He ends off, he says, however, but let's say the case over here is murutzef. Less mitzaref to Yushayinim, it can be Mekel with all brooms over here, those Yushayinim, therefore there's no problem. So it's coming out over here that even though you have a baya of Ub Nechol Zilzul Shabbos, but you have a tzirf of Murutzif, that means since Murutzif used all brooms, certainly this broom is no problem. That means coming along and saying, Abi Cheshbin, if you do not have a baya of Ashvi Gumais, which we're saying, Maisi can be Mekel. Says Yesh Lizbuch upon this. There's no bayah of Nichol. Why can't it see for the Rambam and the Riff over here? I mean, Mishmuluch, who are saying, Aloch Lamaisa, you can use a broom on Mutzaf. He's saying that. I mean, he says, Ein Lahach, when it's in the Bialoch before, and by Sof Room, he says, also, no problem over here. I of Nichol? No. Mitzav those Shitas, why Mitzav them? Because they still don't have a bayah of Nichol. They hold Eli use any broom, any type. So if the Riff of the Rambam holds Eli use any broom, it's only a case of a Sof Room. There's another Bialocha, the one afterwards. He's discussing a case where a person wants to clean his beged, his shirt over here. And he takes a broom, a brush, and he sweeps them off with something made with kismin, with straw over here. It says the Mechabetz Ramot Osir can break the kismin. come along to be a loch, and said, those are mafak bake, it's not psik ratio, the break the straw over here. Says the Mishabura, mice is not kedai to make all, give medicine to open the hole, and then said also, and give mazal to Mishabas. Now they point out over there, they're saying that the chore, why is on the hole? Talking about not sweeping the floor, doing laundry and the clothing. And over there saying, why is it Issa Mishab on the hole? Can you just look in the back where it's coming from? Because you're breaking something. That means in a case, and if you're still of the hole, if you're not breaking something, and not cleaning your bag and doing laundry, which we're saying, nice is no problem. I mean, the two bialoch, they point out, discussing the idea of the hole by brushes, read them better and more ma'ayin into it, because they're being matter, the Arab rooms do not have a problem over here. To Mesev Asvar, we said, from Biskei Chuvis, he points out, who the brooms that we use outside are different than the brooms used inside. They definitely want to rake outside, or sweep outside. If you go to a store, they'll sell you brooms for the house, they'll sell you brooms for the outside. There are two different brooms, types of brooms you use. Therefore, come out all the brooms that you see in people's houses, certainly will not have the baya in the hole, because anyway, they're made for inside the house, and therefore won't have this baya of what Mishmur bring down that they have in the hole. Therefore, it seems to be that Hogan, that was certainly on Makel not to have brooms, Yuchu for Shabbos, again, the Eidr Shabbazam will be Ashiv. Again, like Chaim said, that's not the minute. You get the Chanukah that's coming up. I see a Chiddush by the Nishma Shabbos. It says you want to play with a dreidel on Chanukah on Shabbos. Martina, you have to have miyuchud dreidel for Shabbos. Now you have to. It could be. I know. I have to look up the tshuva again. I don't know what he says. If he's saying he's assuming he's from Borough Park, that most people play for money. So I can hear. I don't think he's saying that for. You should know the way that exactly that's so. Now, so I don't think most people are playing for money. I'm not sure we have to have miyuchud for Shabbos. Now, this week, people get packages on Shabbos, Amazon. Can you bring it inside? Can you open it? So, see, Yishma Moshe, the Yisik doing them, you have mail in the mailbox. Can you take it out? So, you must go and say that's the Chol. So, it gets involved also when you get packages on Shabbos, besides the Baya of where it came from, Tchum, and let's say it's even in the Tchum, you have Nochen Isser dealing with packages, that Baya of the Chol. Not that simple. Besides Muksoch, depends where they're doing it, depends where they're coming from. There are numerous issues discussed. I mean, my father had a mailman who was a yid. It was even worse. He was a fried yid. Come on, all the terms don't apply if your mailman's a yid. So that's even worse. And then he asked, to know, well, do you know if mailman's a yid? He said, that's an interesting question. They call him. Now, just go to other cases of undechol. The item says you cannot ride a bicycle on Shabbos as undechol. The Chodeshani says, where did he get it from? He says, before Shabbos Shavua, by the case of chess. If playing chess on Shabbos, the baya of getting of the chol, it's only a case of a bicycle of the chol. So now you have to know. So you do have to know exactly what the issue of chess is. But the Olim says different than the Chodeshani. They say over the Be'etzim bicycles are Be'etzim. Why do people ride them for? True, we might do it for fun. You go to China or Japan, the bicycles are Be'etzim made to go take you from place to place, made to go to work, made to go do things, do it short. The fact that kids now might do it for fun, but Be'etzim, the mohus of a bicycle is to get you from place to place, to go to yeshiva, to do things, and that bet's was a chore over here. That's the mohus of the nichol to get of the chol. What? So those one tiny training wheels won't have this issue. Yeah, those one tiny and tricycles and training wheels, the echelam, those one tiny, no problem. And certainly, we like kids, which of you show him? If it comes from chess, anyway, we like kids. But which of you show him? You get a silver one, yes. Depends where it's coming from, Kenzai. The issue of Berkowitz, what is the issue of skateboarding and rollerblading? It's called some sort of Uvdachol. Uvdachol, you want to put on this little Shabbos, might as well do these things over here. There's a Chiddush by. It's a similar question. Where's the level of Uvdachol and Zilzul Shabbos? It's just a similar case. Interesting, Shiloh, about umbrella. The big trouble will get to Simon Shintas involved by oil. If this is using an umbrella on Shabbos and not, came over the Chaznish, and somehow he put it under the sugar of the Nechol, Asher Milson. Now, based upon him, how numerous people go, they were tying up only in umbrellas that way, mashing in the stroller of the hood, you can open and close. It's not Asher Milson of the Nechol. Therefore, it comes out, because those who are machman umbrellas, midinoi, like a Moshe, he said he cannot open and close the hood of a stroller. Those who are Mekel Legamri, like the Mishnebura Pashtis and Clara, that way, the Chassam Sofer, they can open and close either one, you can argue. Maisel, numerous people go in between the Shemir Shabbos and Archer Shabbos, they hold an umbrella to be Machmin, Mashenki in the case of a little stroller, they put under Uvd Nechol. How that's so, it's hard for me to understand where exactly on the whole which one is it. Vita Melacha looks like a Melacha Tircha. That's a Chiddush of the Chazanish. This is the biggest riot, it's a Chiddush. For a few hundred years, I'm discussing the umbrella. Till came on the Chazanish in the 1940s, 1950s, when he wrote the Sefer. Mamish, I'm so wanting to be Mekel. Tereisol says, should be Mutter, Al De Goy. And Mu says, Al Sarif to be Machber. But no one says the word of Nechol. The fact that no one said, we have at least 100 tshuvas, not 100, maybe 50 tshuvas of Doylem before the Chazanish that came along and discussed the umbrellas, no one mentioned the word of Nechol. We see it's not that simple in the Chiddush of the Chazanish, and they have to grapple with it on the category of Ovn Nechol. He came along with Paskins, Mitriaz of Nechol, fine, and he slowly says, who's Mitzar? He's fine, you have no Mitzar, is it emotional Tzar or physical Tzar? We discussed maybe it's a Chilti emotional Tzar. It's not physical Tzar. That's not physical Tzar.
According to the Tzaris as well. According to the Tzaris.
You want to see Michael? You want to see Michael?
No, but I'm saying using that
Tzar.
What block is that?
He argues, says, no, it's not Shachas. He says, like, opening.
Using his
Kalam. An awning, the Amon points out to Jamor and Hilchas Sukkah says, opening, closing, and awning is mutter. So why is it when it's on a hinge? Why is it different than the stroller and then the umbrella opening and closing? What? You know, by the awning it's not. No. Moshe says that. No. That was not the case. No. Another case is because Unnechol is a carpet sweeper, and over this country you don't have this issue. In America, Kman Avi Seva says carpet sweeper is a chore. Chores of Unnechol, that's Tircha. Why don't you do that? But Moshe came along and said a Chiddush negate using a toothbrush from Shabbos. Balaam knows you have 5 kolma toothbrush lemaitis mutter. That means instead of moisture, you have vaya schita, don't use water. You have vaya of a mache, don't use toothpaste. He says you have a vaya of a chon if you wash it afterwards, so don't wash it afterwards. He says you have secretion, it comes to bleed, you have vaya of a chavolo. He says, as umnechol, get a toothbrush, miyuchat for Shabbos. You have all 5, he says, go brush your teeth, no problem, lechat chilo. Now, you have to know. What exactly is the Umnechol, and anyone who has Miuchot Tushbat brushes for Shabbos up here on my show? It sounds like, and yes, most kids, when they get used to it, it's a chore to brush your teeth. That's Umnechol, that's what we do during the week, it's not Voido. It's true we get used to doing chores. Maisa, you can hear maybe where Moshe is getting from, and definitely get the Tircha that we do, because you have to go do it. Recently, I was in my house at the past Shabbos, and I see they have a salt thing that you have to turn to grind the pieces into salt. I'll use that on Shabbos. So, Teichin, on something, salt, was grounded already. So the Mepharsh Halacha, Simen Shin Chaval, Sim Ches, that since over there, it's an Uvd Nechol, can I use a grater on Shabbos for cheese, even though there's no Issa Teichin, Uvd Nechol, and it's grinding it. To use a salt grinder, says the Mechaber, Lemaise, it's also Mechaber, Ramon, remember? Mechaber, also, Nichol, it looks like Teichen. Looks like Teichen. I mean, even though it was ground up and ready, could be. Or you can have a Gula Karka or not. Lemaise is still awesome. It's not a Sugi, Nichol, I told me you can't use it on Shabbos. Send me the Gator. Peppermill, they discussed, you have a Heter, of course, should be also on Shabbos. Yeah, these ideas are Nichol.
This is
Miyuchat
for the salt.
It's Miyuchat. No. It means. It could be the shali of a head of miyuchin la'altar. I mean, I said salt shaker, peppermill, I think it's also awesome, but those one time, if it's miyuchin la'altar, maybe it's not to your megal, because the whole idea of open the hole is to keep around, maybe. I think it's also.
How does Pshat translate back to the case of dirty clothes? Let's assume we had something like dry mud on a baguette, right?
Maybe we'll get the shim bagel, it's cost us about a month of time. Now that's the answer to the sugya of Nechol. You have to always realize we have a second sugya, the sugya of Tircho. We have to go to the same column. Again, Tircho is going to be Osir. Do we have a heter b'mokum mitzvah? We see again, the Mishnah says we have a heter. Except when it's Tircho Yisrael, we have no heter. You have to realize you made 2 levels over here. Start the Oitzer is Tircho. When you get to Dal Lehei, the Mice is Osir, Tircho Yisrael. I mean, people will say, we're going to get levels. We see over here, clearly we have 2 different levels over here. Now, therefore, comes that you can have up to 124 liters. More than that is 20 is Tircha Yisrael. The Gedi have a heter of a Miel Anochi by the case of a Tircha. If you say, my Tircha is a great color kavod, again, Enocha, when I watch someone else do something, Mashiach for me, let a guy do a Tircha. And then, before she El Rabba Maisel wants to make a Shrim wants to make a, again says Tila David, I was Sugyo, Sev Gimel. I don't know how he answers our sugya. Rosh Tumach has a shuvah to Yimekel. Chelchalav, Rish Chof Gimel. Atala Cheney again, and the Orchid Shabbos says, brings out a rash mouse sugya, that once you hold Sif Gimel in the case of either Uv Nechol or Tercho. And the Mekoyer says, Rishonim, that Kamosh being damaged, Shmuel says, cannot do Al Begoy, unless it's Shvosh, Shvosh, Mokum Hefzer Godol, Gdoimel. Come along, we see we have no Heter of a Goy by the case of a Tercho. What's the Shane of Rayo? Why? That's the David study of Uv Nechol of Tercho comes out from our sugya. Back to our sugya, Mephanas the Oitzer. Now, what is the Avon over here? Try to go with one Mahalach, Api the Dele Achroinim. We have a problem over here. The Gemara starts off, Shulchan Aruch starts off, that we have much less Dafik Mimenu. We have no Bayam to have a Sugya of Muksa. Therefore, there is no Tercho, but Mokh Mushus, you can't start. That means Mokh Mushus is an Issur of Tercho. Mashenkin, once you start, you have a right to continue. Let's analyze it. But Mokh Mushus, you can't start, also Tercho. Once you start, you can continue. What happened to your Tercho? You can't start, also. Once out, there's no more Tercho anymore. Once I carried already during the week, 100 boxes, now no 100, I carried even one, took one apple, now no more Tercho anymore. How did Maschilin, that I started during the week, Roshos of Mitzvah, Taz, B'Shavua, has it helped me tell the Sugya of Tercho? Love this. Where does Tercho play a role in once I started? Again, Mishmuah, again, the Taz says you'll have an Isser, but Mishmuah says you have a Heter. But what happened over here? Void, we mentioned before, the newest post can point out that this didn't Muchen and Oitzer, and therefore a person has a right to slap a bed from the Sukkah, move things in the by Simchas Torah, the shul, the benches, by the Rebbe, by the Tish, can move things. Maisa, what happened to Simcha? What happened to Tercho? Maisa, what happened to Tercho? It's a good kasha. Simchon Shifcha wants to ask it. What happened to Tercho here? So, there's a Mekor Chaim, Chavas Yar, which is before the Pirin Godim, and there's a Beis Meir, and there's a Orcha Shulchan. They all say come out the same word over here. They say the same word, just in a way saying the same idea. They point out the sugya starts off saying the sugya machlokes Yehudim Shimon again to the idea of muksa. Again, we paskin mutl stavkin menu there is no muksa. Why? Because all kundim Shimon has to be doch b'idayim and achozi. This has no problem. Maisa, it is usable. But the idea of an oitzah be'etzim per se is the word Aruch HaShulchan is mutl. It's something that's separate. Something that imakatsa from. Don't have the din of muksa, but the oitzah be'etzim is something that imakatsa from. You pushed away, you kept that storage. The Be'etzim is something that's storage, something you separated from it. Now when you have together something that is something you moved from that's Makatsadas, with the idea of Tercho of Nechol, that's what came along Chazal and asked it. That means not the Loch of Mukso, but you have to start from something you Makatsa from. You have to start something you never used it, it's on the side, it's not negated to me. Moisev Makor Chaim, he said up in the side of the idea of Mukso according to the Rambam. I'm going to say it different now, he says it over. But according to the Rambam, what's the Issa Muksa? So we saw the Be'alocha, Zakdoma, and Simon Shinches. One reason he says, the Licha Shabbos not be the Licha Chol. Therefore, a person should not move things on Shabbos. That means the side of Tercho und the Chol is the side of Muksa. So we have it since the same concept. You have one Muksa together with the idea of Tercho und the Chol. Came along, Chazal asked it. Well, another reason why the Rambam came along to ask their Muksa, he says, why? Shema, maybe they isser. Says the Torah Sol, that's the side of Nechol. Maybe they isser. So, the idea we hear of being moved to separate something together with Tercho of Nechol, because that's the side they both coming from the same Mahalach, that's what Chazal came up to answer. Once you started it, not moved to anymore, there's no Muksh there. Don't left Tercho of Nechol, Chazal's an answer. Gets four or five so, Tercho you say that's something else over here. Something that's in your house, that's called use. Chazal didn't ask the things. Their show was, Dafkin Oitz, they put this club, because that's built upon not the din of Mukso, what they call the branch or the connection of Mukso over here. That's why it's a din of Yemuchel and Oitzer. So come down, you get the signal of Mukso. The loch is that you can start, you can clear out the room. However, until 4 or 5 saw Tirchi Sayo. With the Prat, says the Gemara, you cannot be found in the whole entire place. Why cannot take out the whole, from the whole entire Eitzer? The words of the Gemara is Dilma Osila Ashri Gumois. That means we discussed Gzeres Chavisha, Nocha Isser of Gzeres Baina. Then we have Nocha Makora of the Gzeres over here. Now what is the Chashash over here? So Rashi is very clear in the Sugya, the Rishonim bring down, the Mishmur brings down. It's not the idea of a Psik Resha. No Psik Resha over here. The idea over here is that you can see the holes in the ground. You took away all the boxes, only the holes in the ground over here, and we come along and fill in the holes, and leave them over the Isser of Baina. Now this is Baina. But the Isser of Baina, it passes the side over here. Once we have the Isser, that a person cannot clear out the whole entire warehouse, we have the Sugya of Asher Gumois. Obvious question is, Bizman Azeh. Now, as we know already in Simon Shalom and Zion, we just learned over here, we always have to clarify that by us, that's the roots of, is there a difference? That means you have to always make two levels. Number one, what's the loch with the roots of Bizman Chazal, or regarding the roots of Otter Ein Emerutzah? And number two, what happened to Koli Emerutzah? Two different questions over here. So, first, the case where it's your house personally is the roots of and everyone else isn't. Your Machzan is and everyone else is not. Come on, be alocha, meaning that Shilti Gaborim, the Maisa, he is Michael. Chayotim, the Maisa is Michael. And the Vadi Sef, a Vadi is Michael, right? Because I hold it away by assuming a house is water, it's only over here. How come on, be alocha, Fern, it says, that's very good, maybe according to Rambam and the Rif, the Mechabins, and Laman Zayin, and Beis. But once Rambam came along over there and said, Chaynogi, Ein Lashamis, to be Machma, Gleis, and Rutsu, Vata, Ein, and Rutsu, the Pasha, the Mishavur, come along to be Machma over here. Pasha, come along to be Machma. So Zaman wants to argue with Mishabur and Taina is maybe smoking mitzvah over here, that's really being Michael. Or it's not Shriach, that's really being Michael. Sweeping a house is very Shriach. And why do we have a problem? Here, to clear out the whole entire warehouse, not to Shriach, the Ibn Chazal is not making Gezerah. Well, the Maitre Mishabur came along and said, they were going to come along between Machmer, Reizim Rutzim, Otter Einim Rutzim. Now take the next Shlav, Nigar to us, the Kolei Im Rutzim. What's the Loch in that case? So let's take the same Mishabur's Cheshbin. He sends you to Shin Lam Zayin Sebeiz. Over there, the Bialochot says in Sebeiz, Ein Lahachmer. Twice. Not in Machmer, it's only there before Shabbos, he says, Prat, but Ein Lahachmer. So come that, says the Malachtim is my Nenu. When in our cities, called the Emirutzuf, our Machsanim, Meklat, now if you tell me in the Shtot, other place, another way, something else, but our place is Be'etim or Emirutzuf, come along, Apichajm, and Maisa, should be water. I won't have this Chumr over here. That means the get to us from Mokim Mitzvah, we can't start. The only Isser is more than 15 saw, but you have a right to be Goymer. We call him Rutzif. The get to Rishus, the Loch is you cannot start. Once you start, what's our Loch? That's the Mishabur being that Machlik is Tan versus the Magabram, what that din is. The Beisaysim, I feel the in the Cheshbin, the Rambam, the Chalapachas, he wants to be Mekel. Magabram being down the Kul over here, and that Numas Achren go like the Magabram. The Shulchan Aruch Shittim, Teretz Tzvi, Teretz Yud Shabbos, Chai Odom, Beis Merach, Hashulchan, Arshon, and others. Oh, so then, and the Chur, the Sfor, where they're coming from. If you look at the one name that I just said over, because Chai Beis Merach, Hashulchan, saying why did he make all? The study is Mukstor. I thought there's no Mukstor over here. There's no Is over here. I mean, the whole Mekor to Aser is you have to start with Mukstor. Once it started, by Shus is no Haktov here. They literally talk, they say the Magalom is right because Eitz has to be Din Eitzer. I tell Hashani, the way how those were passing like the Taz, the Rabba, Max Shekel, my Mordechai, Tilo David, the Torah and others, they tina the Sekel Seif. It's a Tercho. We have to get a Tercho there. That means the argument, do we take Muksa into play? Meister Mishbuah came out and went in between. Not only that, there's a big Mabuch among the Achrein, what exactly is the Kim to the Taz? That means the Tziv sounds like what's tina the Novakhulik's base Yasev and the Taz. They're just discussing different cases. They didn't want to talk to each other straight. They both agree to the Mishnah Berurah. There's a Heter until Tazvav, and one Tazvav, Maish is also Terech Yisrael. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, he says the Machloikis, he went Cain in between. We can say that's Mamash what the Taz means, we can say that's what Gavon means. They would come along over here, and the Mishnah Berurah passes, and once you stop Rishus, you have a Heter to be Mamshech, but stop at Tazvav, so. Now, we have a Heter of the Mokka Mitzvah. Now, what defines Mitzvah? L'chur is very clear. The Gemara says we have a chos aruchim. You have a gedda of having a nia mokum to learn Torah based medrash. But only do we see in Sif Gimel, what about Sudu Shabbos? That means aruchim and Sif Al discussing you need a place to sleep. So you have to clear out, give a guy a bed, put a bed there. What about you need a place? Is that Chavon Shabbos, the Sudu Shabbos? Is that also nifle gedda of mitzvah? So the Chumri gets to Sif Gimel in the case of the Ramo, discussing you have a Chobos of Yain, Agavidah Golo. The case over there is not clear what we're discussing. But the way the Mishmur the Magavam say very clearly, the Kovod Shabbos you'll have a heter. Now it's a drop different way in how the Mishmur says over the Magavam says it over. Magavam says over, it's mutter, like Rosh Ayin Vav Sabayis, is a heter of Pseudo Shabbos. The way the Mishmur says over, you have a heter of Kovod Shabbos. Now if Gemini is, let's say it's not the Pseudo Shabbos, stop, you want to have eating Shabbos during the day. Is there a heter of mitzvah? That means the simon, Reish Tzadi, in Shulchan Aruch, whole simon about having tanugim during the day, of Meir Brachas, right? In Machmor, we nash the whole day on Shabbos. As I said, before Shem Mechaber, first halacha, simon b'fnei atzmo to nash. Is that, have a heter of mokim mitzvah? Mishmur says kovod Shabbos. Sound like all day you'll have a heter. We had the Magen Avraham says though, but it sounds like it didn't suit the Shabbos. But Yesh Lo Diya is it didn't cover Shabbos, suit the Shabbos, but Vadim we have a heter, but it's not a suit the Shabbos, the Kuli Alma. That means Echlos Orchim have a heter, Middle Base Mendish, and also the suit the Shabbos. Now, what is a heter? So the Base Yosef brings down a shallow based upon the Sugim Beyo, Maisa, we pass the Kulo, some of the Bon Lakulo, Magen Avraham is moving down. Once you have a heter, you can take up the 4 or 5 salt, even at Tirchi Yisrael. Interesting, he says, the mount cannot be more than 4 or 5. But you're doing 4 or 3 or 2, he says you want to take it through the windows, you want to take it up a ladder, you want to get Megag Legag. His words are even harbit tirchel, my says mutter. I is tirchel. So it sounds like Chazal gave you the Gedolim and the Klolim. The mount, you'll have a problem. I schlepping it for a long distance, far away. My says it's mutter.
So you see, not the physical exertion.
Chazal decided this is the Gedolim and Klolim over here. Now, just again, we mentioned Echlos Aruchim. We mentioned on Thursday the idea of Echlos Aruchim. Just to mention again now, I was sitting over here and some people were not here on Thursday, or just go through some of the basic ideas that come out from our sitting over here. We have a Gemara by Osan Dr. Zayin, the Gemara Big Down, Tuman Yomim, whether it's God Echlos Aruchim, Kiash Komas Beis HaMidrash, that's how Rabbi Yochanan, or is it the greater then Ashkamas based on Medrash, that's of Dimo. Why? Because either the Mishnah equates it, or the words of Aruchim and Maisa before the case of Bittel based Medrash. Henry Paskin is interesting, the Goyin Paskin's Mishnais, Sam Soiva says, Paskin's Godel. It's more than Ashkamah or the words of the Mishnah, a Bittel based Medrash. Also, Aruchim is Godel. Well, he says the Gemara, from Avram Avinu, we see that Achnos Aruchim is also Godel, Makabal Fleshchino. The Arabs came. Chos Aruchim, Chos Baruch Hu, please my wait, and did not Chos Aruchim. This idea is that's Godel, then Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, is brought down Halacha by the Rif, by the Rambam, by the Rosh, and the Mishmur by us. Mishmur says these words, why is bringing down? None of the first place here we are bringing down. The Rambam, the Mishmur thought is important enough to know this idea over here, that's Godel and Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Void, the Losh and the Miri, the Sugyo, is La'olam Ishtadal, Odom Achos Aruchim, She'en Lecha Mitzvah G'doy Lehimenu. Felt the words of the Miri, there's no greater mitzvah than Echlos Aruchim. Now, in Echlos Aruchim, there's a Ramah over here. The Ramah gets evolved, Apida Beis Yosef, there's a true in the Trumas Hadeshin, what defines the Geda of an Areach? Now, it's not clear what Trumas Hadeshin is saying, but the way the Beis Yosef explains it, there are three different types of people that can come to your house. That means, basically, the question is that the Echlos Aruchim any person you invite to your house, or is it the Loch of Holchi Drochim? That's basically the question. He writes, if it's Holchei Drochim, someone traveling to the city, he has no place to give me house, that's Avad Echlos Aruchim. He says you have a neighbor that you invite, Pshito, he writes, Pshito's in the Beis Yosef, that's not Echlos Aruchim. That means people that invite the neighbors for Shabbos meal, says the Beis Yosef, Pshito's not Echlos Aruchim. What is the Savag of the Trumas Hadeshin? The Savag is explained to the Beis Yosef, when, let's say, my brother comes from America, and he stays with my father, so he's an Areach, my father, I now invite him to eat by me, my brother has a place, but I'm inviting to eat by me, is that Echnos Aruchim or not? That's a Sofik. And that comes with Ramoni, Pasta, and Lekulo. That means you have 3 cases. Divide your neighbor, divide a Shochin, is not Echnos Aruchim. People say it all the time, it's not, it's Chesed, it's wonderful, it's very nice, but for Echavoycho, but not Godel me Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. To invite somebody from Chutz La'aretz, Holchei Drochim Avad is. He's here, he needs a place, 100%. And there must also Mekel, he eats by somebody else, and he sleeps by somebody else, and you invite him to eat by you, it's also Echlos Aruchim. It also is. Atzad HaSheni, the same goal, same Achayim. on the top of the Sefer Chaim, on top of it says he's the Ochi of Maral, the Chavash of Ramah. Maral's brother and his friend of the Ramah. So the Ramah's friend comes along and he writes, someone knocks on the door to eat by you. That's not Nachlos Arachim. He has no place. He came to you, not you didn't invite him. What's Achnos Arachim? You have Shechinim, you invite them. Mabereyas. That's Achnos Arachim. That's Mabereyas, that's making friendship and a bond with somebody. It's not someone who needs a place. Next door, he came to you. That's Achnos Arachim. So obviously, who's come to argue? This Chavir, his friend, Ramo, Machlokes. Ra's brother versus Ramo. Lemaisa, the Sefer Abayis, a learner, has Sefer on all the laws in the house. He's the Perek, Simulam, and Gimel, Bachlos Arachim. He said the Sefer Chaim is a Das Yochid. Well, there are those who bring it down, Tamar Rabbi, and others bring it down because it's called Mikis Das Yochid. The Pleskim over here all go like the Ramah. Pleskim Yotin, Minchas Yaakov, Shulchan Teshitim, Yad Ephraim, Chesed Alofim, Chayodim, Graz, Arach Shulchan, all go like the Ramah. That to be in a Reach is not a Shochin. I mean, even the Sefer Chaim is very clear. He says, and the Vada, we invite a Mishpacha once a year, all come to the house, get all together. That's the Yisrael of Nos Archim. Once a year, everyone goes to the Zayda's house to go eat there. That's what the Kleisol is. That's the mini Kleisol. And we get a Patsik from David HaMelech. The Maestri Ramah disagrees. He says, it's wonderful. Chesed, terrific. We should make bonds in the family. Chesed is, but it's not Achnos Archim. It's not, it sounds like we adopted the level of Achnos Archim. But Kerat, the Mishnah says that. The Gemara says, from this we see, Kodom Bnei Ashkino, Kodom Ashkomit Beis HaMedrash, Dafka that level. Sounds like Dafka that level. Now, building upon this, that we see the Yisrael has to be not a shochein, only holchei drachim. What finds holchei drachim? What's the definition over here? So the people go to the grass by us, the words are, they have to come in Irach Harris. Another city. In the city, I live in Arnof. I invite someone to Nezhu Heaven. They come, walk over, they walk back for a night. That's the same city, the same place. That's not Achnos Arachim. There was a Mishnah, it's a tough kuf to well that way. There's a Master Shekel, Duck of Yod. The place coming down, the definition is from a different city. What? You want to argue with them? You try to disagree with the Pshat? With it? I said Prim Gorm says it. And the Master Shekel, the Graz, Mishnah, the Masham. So you argue with them? Okay, fine. I'm quoting those are their words.
He's saying
Sanhedrin Mechav is not the same, it's the same city as Hanov. You're walking back and forth. Now, the Lechur, what the ghetto here is that person is missing something. He has no place. He has a place, he has a house. You can eat there. He's coming to me to have a good time. That's Mabereus. Again, it's a nice thing. It's not a Chnos Arachim. Now, the question is how far I take you. Said over here, again, I mentioned on Thursday, but. 16 years ago, my wife went to Chutz Laaretz, or some of your wife would go to Beit HaChlama, Kedoyma, and he left with younger kids at home. And I went over to my shoch and I asked him to invite me for a meal. I went to his house, and Mr. Kaplan invited me for a meal. And during the Suda, he started telling me what to go do. I told him no. So he told me, Kol Masha Omar Balabayis Asay, Kumarom Sochim, Bortan Lavoch, Sim Kovayin. I told him, I'm not an Areach, I'm not a guest, I'm your neighbor, I'm a shochin. So, first, the idea of Kol Masha Omar Baal Bayis to say is Dachne Rechanat Machlokes. Let's go with the Mechayin that said that's together. That's Biachnos Urchim. No, I told it to him, I did not tell him on the side, Allah by Mesech wants to argue, the Piskechuv discussed it, but let's say that's a klal. He says, yes, you are a Reach. He's like, God is right. Am I an Reach and Mashochim by him? Because Be'etz, if you think about it, wife's not here, I have no place. You do Shifu Tzimni house, you have no place. So the same Abayis declares, is that Nichol the get of a Reach? So I told him, the Chumas Adeshen, the Bei Seisif, the Ramah. So he took out the Chumas Adeshen, he took out the Bei Seisif, he took out the Ramah, he went through it. And therefore, he used to give Shir on the Shiva Smear. And Thursday night, Mr. Kaplan came, that Thursday night, 11:30 at night, to give a Shir about, he had a Reich in his house. And he didn't want to say there's no Mr. Chas Archim, and he went through the Sigil over here, through all the different halachas, and he came out, Bichash, but I said, right. It's not Chas Archim. He told me, Levi Omer, of a Gosh, and I said, it is a Chas Archim. I said, but I have a place. I can buy food. I can have my own house from here. So he wrote this question to Chaim Knievsky, and he wrote the question of Neventhal, and they both wrote back one word: Ken. It is Achnos Arachim, like the heart of Mr. Kaplan, like Mr. Kaplan's heart. Who the Svar Shibay is, the Lumdis, we'll have to define it then. The idea is Achnos Arachim is Holchei Drachim. He's missing. He has no house. He has no place. He has nothing. Certain times when doing Shibud Tzim in your house. or your wife's not around to have a sugya with your kids, you don't have the meal. It's missing. It's a chaser. In the situation that you're missing, you're giving it. That's actually, I'm giving you a place. I'm giving you a mokrin. I'm bringing it into your place. And if I have a place, I just want to make it easy. I don't want to make Shabbos. Come on, invite me. Come over. We'll have a good time with you. So you're not giving me a place. Now I'm giving you not a place to sleep, not a place to eat. I have a place. I want to have a different type of place. That's not Achlos Orchem. If I'm missing something, and I go to eat by them, well, that's giving me a place. Building upon that, you might bachum from yeshiva. Elon was talking about that, bachum yeshiva, is Achlos Orchem or not? So again, we wrote the question to Chaim and the Nevins and others. Now, the different yeshivas, there are yeshivas who have no meals on Shabbos. Well, bachum have a dira, they can go buy meals. In the dira, they have a kitchen, they have an oven, they can go bake meals. Just like when they come to me, I buy food, they can eat by themselves and they can buy food. So what exactly is a yeshiva that has meals, doesn't have meals, yeshiva smir, is actually having meals? A lot of bachum say 100% meals, except I want to go out and enjoy myself. Other people say, that's a Shabbos meal. But each one has their own different styles over here. So that nechle get off those archives. So we wrote to Chaim Knievsky, person has dira, he has a place. Pasha has a place. You can buy food. Is that nechle get off those archives? Go back to Efshe Dahavi. So go back to Efshe Dahavi, makes a difference. He has a kitchen in his dira. So the kolafi inyan. What exactly does that mean? It really depends on the person and the personality. Certain people won't mind having a meal in the house, in the own dira, in the matzah that they're in. They're fine. They want to experience Israel. They know rather not cook, they'd rather go out. Not giving them a place. Making life easier for them. That's chesed. Wonderful. Terrific. They're showing them a tzura Shabbos meal. That's not giving them a place. Certain people eating by themselves, the dira, where they can't buy food and make their own food, that's nothing. That's not a Shabbos meal. Same thing you can argue about eating in yeshiva, same thing. Certain people, that's giving them a Shabbos meal when they eat in the house. Others, most probably yeshiva, is terrific. It's a little quicker, and they appreciate something else, but still it's a Shabbos meal. We wrote to Navantali, wrote back, and was Zok, Shiakavu, Arizachlos Archim. He needs it, he's missing something. That's Achlos Archim. Who the Gedder of Nos Archim is giving someone a place. Now, certain times, that's not in the category. I mean, it depends on the person and the personality and the style and the reason why you're giving a person to eat by you. Other points that come out from the Sugya and Achlos Archim is that when you have Achlos Archim, it's a student itself, a student's mitzvah. So we see the Magavram. They bring down that the suit itself is not a suit mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah without having an areyach there, but the mitzvah, the suit itself is not a suit mitzvah. Void, come on, Litaz, and discusses.
Shabbos
itself is.
So you can't be refined for Shabbos itself.
Well, again, Mishmur says you can.
Now,
Void, another point that was Arachim. If I invite an Arayach to my house, that's Achlos Orchem. That means, that's my father invites my brother from America, that's Achlos Orchem. Now he invites me to give cover to my brother. I might also have the heter of Achlos Orchem, and he can also do things befan as the Oitzer Kedoyimah. Kamal Vitaz, it says that's also in the Klal of Achlos Orchem. If I'm being invited for an Arayach, says the Mishpah Pilataz, it's in the Shaitin, even though maybe the Mag Avram agrees, that's also Nechle Gedam Chlas Archim, will have the Klamu Vio of Mokha Mitzvah.
That's what they
come on the Ramadan. I'm not sure who you're referring to. So is the Chlas Archim by Goy? So, right, so Paiskim say, Chorodu isn't. They yes, a Kasha, that's Yondav is a Kasha, already, I have Rom Avinu, an Arab. Because get it out before Mount Torah, they didn't even encourage about this question. They say no and they have to answer what to do with the Rom Avinu. They want to point out maybe they want to Nichlas Tachas come to Ashkina, they want to give right to Megara them, maybe there are different reasons why. What? No, they gave him a place, Halkid Rochim. They gave food, they had no food. They're giving him a place for meals also from the Rochim. Again, the Amos says, if someone's sleeping with my father, I invite him for a meal, that's from Achlos Orchem also. Now, the Gemara discusses when you say this heter of Mokka Mitzvah, you have Hey Kupais, is it a fee the Mispa Orchem, the Gemara Claris? Let's say you have 5 Orchem. I mean, 1 Orchem is 15 saw, 2 Orchem is 30 saw, 3 Orchem is 45 saw. What is the Gemara Claris? What's a locha when you have 3 Orchem is 45 saw? Can one person do all 45 saw, or you have to get each person Did one do 15? The second guy do 15? Third guy do 15? The Gemara is very clear that it's pushing the first Shiloh, not the second Shiloh. The first Shiloh, we say, it's very clear the few Archim. You have five Archim, the luck is 5 times 15 is 75. 75 so. That's clear. That's the Mechava Paschal and Sif Gimel. However, how to go do the 75 saw? Is it one person can do all 75 or five people? The Gemara is not pushing the Shiloh. While also, come along the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Big Three, the Benachal on the page, and passing the Chumro that only one person can do each 15. At Sanna Shane, the Piskei Riyah says, Shalom Drabbanon. Jechum Nechol, Sav Drabbanon Lukulo. Now, there's a kash over here. The Maestah Mechabon at the end of the day is Machmer. Says only 1:15, a second for the other 15, a third for the other 15. What happened to Sav Drabbanon Lukulo? Void, the Mechabon is Mamshech in the Beis Yosef, a couple lines later, and says, you want to Megag Lagag, you want to go up and down louder through the window. He says, Yishalim Abaya, Sav Drabbanon Lukulo. He himself just says it a couple lines later. In this halacha, and he is Mekel. And yet somehow he's Machmel, like Moisey boy. Bam Kasha. I see the people going to Shimlam and Bezi as a Kasha. In one time, maybe it's did not say Teiko is a Chesor and Idea. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure how he answered the question why the Meister being Machmel over here. The Meister will Machmel be asking that every person can only do 15 so. Now, in Sef Gimel, the Kamung Ramo. The Gemara is very important to halach over here and how the place can bring it down. Mentioned before, the case of the Gemara is when you have a wagon that brought a chavis with wine inside, it came right before Shabbos, says the Gemara, you cannot take it off on Shabbos. Unless you have a dinner covered arch and b'makom mitzvah, then you have a heter. Now, first, the Pashto the Gemara, and now the Grazbek clearly explains, what do you want to do with this wagon? Why are you taking off this chavis? So the Dakim Moshe, he has two kindles in the Dakim Moshe. The second case is causing, you want to use the wagon. The guy wants to take the wagon away, wants to take horses away. Besem is beside, you want the Urchim to sleep in the wagon. Sounds like the Ramah saying, and the grass says it black and white, that you want to take over the Chavis, instead to use the wagon to sleep in, for Urchim. However, coming among the Ramah, the Mishavu, the Maisif, but let's say also you want to take over the Chavis for the Yayin Shaboy. Also, the law says you cannot take over the chavis for the yayin. Go down to the chavis, fill up the pitcher, and bring back the pitcher. Don't take over the chavis. If it's yashir, then he says you can take it off. That means you have to realize there must be most of a klal over here that was saying we're finding the oitzer. Until now, it's causing clearing out the oitzer to use the oitzer. Kamu the mishmuah pi the magaron, we're discussing we're finding the oitzer to use the chbetim in the oitzer, to use the wine.
That's almost the time.
Again, what does stop until how much? That means Kamel the Mishmur says, if you need the wine, but Makom Mitzvah in the Siddur Shabbos, take it off. That means you only have until Tezvav Saw. I mean, until the Ramah and the Mishmur came along, you understand, Pavel Eitzer means to use the Eitzer. Kamel the Ramah and the Mishmur come along to be Moisim in the Ramah or Pshan Ramah, two ways I said over. Then the saying that local here is to find the oitzer, why? To use the yayin. And that, you only have a heter of makom mitzvah. What's the klal of makom mitzvah? Tilo speaks out very clearly, you have no heter more than Tezvav Saw.
Can't you, if more wine than the sheer namach wine?
To take out, to use, that's what it says. He says over here, Mishmura says, you have a klal of Sif Aleph. He came along and says to use the yayin as a klal of Sif Aleph. So Al said till Tezvav Saw. That's it. In Makom Mitzvah Urchim till Tezvav Saw. You must stop it, right? But Makom Mitzvah till Tezvav Saw. So Al says that till Tezvav Saw. That's it. Not more than that. And Tilov and Raisa, this farm bring it down that way. That the Asaf and the Ramah is a massive Chiddush. That means you have a Machsan over here. You want to take out soda until 124 liters, even though you want the soda. More than that, you'll have a problem. That means you're making a kiddush, you store your soda over here, you want to take it out of your house, Seder, so the house has no limit. You take it out of Machsan, out of the Miklat, the chuy only have to, until 124 liters. Now you can tell me, how, it depends how many people there are. So now every person has 124 liters, you cannot do more than that. Won't you pass the lechum and the mechaber? So you have 124 liters. Another person has 124 liters, based upon the amount of people who come at Shabbos.
And because of Shabbos, it's much more you can do even
Kovat Shabbos and Halacha like Sefala. If it's Efsher, go there and don't take out anything. If it's Efsher, then you take it out. Take away the whole Chavis. But Mokim Mitzvah. What is that? That's also? If that's so, Shalom, Shemekhler, answer, but very simple. You have in your Machsan, I have my Machsan, a folding bed. Folding bed. I want to take out the folding bed to go use it. The folding bed, I assume, is more than the Amma by Amma by Amma Gimlet Spice. More than 15 Sa. Do I have a right to take it out to go use, built upon this Chumun Mishabruo? I want to take it out to go use it on Shabbos. From my Machsan. Myself, I want to pick it up and take it out. Do I have a heter? From my Machsan, but walk mitzvah until Tezvav Sa. There's more than Tezvav Sa. So we wrote this question of Chaim on his folding bed, can you take it out when you have an Areich over here? And he wrote back to us, Ein zem afana lo itzer. Not afana lo itzer. So he wrote back to him, for the Ramon, Siv Gimel. He says, Ein zem yoysev mitezvav sa. He wrote back to him, well, let's say the bed is more than tezvav sa. Aloyo zeh gozru. Don't know what those words mean. And every person he wrote to, each one was mekel. I'm not clear exactly how to answer the question. Why not? Do you have any raya? Any makar? And let's take a look at Siv Aleph. In Siv Aleph, in the case of Mefanes Eitzah, something is 16 so, can you take it out? One person? Can you, again, in the Mefanes Eitzah, you have a rock that's six, something is, maybe not, Siv Aleph, give us Siv Aleph.
The Ramos is massive.
So it comes out. I'm saying Shalom. I'm not being Moisiv. I'm saying in Navon again. The Rama, but it does come out. People they have a make a kiddush, and they want to take out the tables and chairs Shabbos morning. Take out for the kiddush. Table and chairs, a bunch of them, is 1 to 15 saw. They come to go use it. Built upon this mishabur the Tila Davin, called the Magar Vam. The Chor, you have no head to go do it. One person, more than 15 saw. I mean, 124 liters. Who's doing 124 liters? Masker. Who takes the tables, benches, and chairs? People on Shabbos. Now, you could tell me in certain places, the Machsan Besim, like a shul, it goes in and out every Shabbos, every second Shabbos, third Shabbos. That's not Machsan, that's back and forth, back and forth. Can't argue the point. What defines a Machsan? I agree. No, once you stay in a house, now you have to define what is an Oitzer. You can argue that certain things that go in and out, maybe it's not an Oitzer. This is Shabbos time that it is an Oitzer, or the one that may argue the point is not an Oitzer. But certainly the cases that we can argue anytime there's a gemach, maybe the table and chairs are a nichel nan again of oitzer. Maybe yes, maybe that's quite good. Every time you're pulling them away, the storage. If it's an oitzer, what's the heter for one person to do more than 15 saw? That's not too much 15 saw. If it goes by nepach and not by mishkol, right? You take a stack of chairs, what's the heter over here? From the machsan. Now you tell me, you want to tell me it's one thing. Tell me a stack of chairs. That's 10 things. What's the heter? He's masking. Rosh Shapiro.
He's on.
That's what he is. By Melashem on Sunday, we'll be watching the Sugya Ma'amar at 12.
Go ahead, Mr. Fina.